Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, markets for the year did pretty good. I always love looking in the rearview mirror, and I always do this on December 31st at the end of the market close. I come in and look at the market and see what happened. It's fun. I kind of enjoy it. That's kind of why I do this, I guess. Well, if you stayed invested, you know who I'm talking to out there. If you have stayed invested, you would have been pretty pleased with this. 2021 was the sixth best year for U.S. stocks since 1990. And this was the ninth year during that time frame with a return above 25% for the S&P 500. The S&P 500 also closed 70 days at record highs. Think about that. 70 days of record highs. And that was the second longest run, not to be beat by 1995, which went 77 days. So what are the statistics? Well, last week, for the week, the Dow was up 1.1. NASDAQ was up 0.9. The S&P was up 0.9%. I'm sorry, NASDAQ down 0.1%, so not much. And the 10-year Treasury around 1.51%. That's where we're starting the year off on the 10-year. Oil was about 2.3%. So for the year, what do you think? How do you think they did? Well, get ready to write these down because this is important. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 18.7%. The S&P 500 was up 26.9%. The NASDAQ, your tech-heavy NASDAQ, was up 21.4%. So from a starting point, you can already see how large caps beat the NASDAQ, which for all those of you running around, oh, my Apple, oh, my Microsoft, oh, my whatever, has done so well. Well, yes, they have, but it teaches you about having all of your money in one stock. That can be very dangerous, and I'll get to that in a minute. Oil. Oil was the big one, folks. Oil was up 55.6% last year. Yeah. So what if you had no commodity exposure at all, and you missed that whole thing? That'd be terrible. So as you can see, the best asset classes to be in last year, top two were U.S. large caps. Guess what? They were up 29%. And I can tell you in our portfolio, because that's what I look at, we had several positions that were very well diversified in core holdings that were up that 28, 29, in one case, 38%. So, you know, I love having those conversations. Well, the S&P was up this and my port, and I'm like, you don't have all your money in one index. Right? And why is that? Well, because when bad things happen, you don't want to lose a huge percentage of that. But did you have some of it? Yes, and you did pretty well. Good for you. Be pleased with that. Commodities, other largest asset return. Just talked about that. What are the bottom? What are the worst? Who did badly, poorly? Well, the bottom two asset classes were emerging markets, equities, down 3%. International bonds, down 7%. So think about that. Think about the fact that you could have a diversified portfolio. You could have some winners. And like you just saw, there's going to be some losers. And so your question immediately becomes, well, what's going to happen next year? And just to point out, I don't know if you've ever looked at the Russell 3000. That consists of the 3,000 largest stocks that trade in the U.S. stock market. Guess what? It was down last year 3.44%. Yeah. So, you know, just think about what you're looking for and what you're doing. And if you don't understand this stuff, well, then think about this. What could go wrong for stocks right now? Because now we're sitting here in 2022. We've had a really good run. And now we're thinking about what could go wrong with our portfolios. How could we lose money? And then where do we want to be putting our money in 2022 now that there's been such a great run?
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.